Their names are not as well known as Lennon and McCartney, but their songs might be. Generations of children have grown up singing the music and lyrics of Richard M. and Robert B. Sherman. They wrote two hugely popular film musicals, Mary Poppins and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Now, both musicals have been adapted for the stage. Jeff London reports.
The Sherman brothers grew up in a household filled with music. Their father, Al, was a popular songwriter from the 1920s through the 1940s. According to Richard M. Sherman, it was their father's idea for the two brothers to work together.
He, I think, sensed that Bob and I, collaborating and pooling our wits, could come up with something.
But he gave us a real basic knowledge of writing songs, because he said, I bet you can't write a song that kids will spend their lunch money on.
In the 1950s, kids spent their lunch money on teen pop hits like You're 16, You're Beautiful, and You're Mine. But soon, it was baby boomers and their parents who spent their lunch money on songs the team wrote for Walt Disney. It's a small The Sherman brothers wrote songs for dozens of Disney movies, including The Jungle Book and The Parent Trap, and even for theme park rides. But if anything cemented their reputation, it was the Academy Award-winning work they did for a Disney classic, Mary Poppins, starring Dick Van Dyke and, in her film debut, Julie Andrews.
Feed the birds, Poppins, a bag.
The first song the Sherman brothers wrote for the movie was Feed the Birds. It was Walt Disney's favorite song, says Richard.
He'd call it, not every Friday, but he'd call up and say, come over, we'll talk. And so we'd go over and we'd pass the time about what we were doing, because we were always working on something. And then he'd look out the north window of his office and say, play it. And I'd play and sing Feed the Birds, Tuppence a Bag. And he'd say, yep. Have a good weekend, boys.
Another signature song from Mary Poppins came about after Robert Sherman's son was given the polio vaccine.
I said, oh, did it hurt? He said, oh, no, they just put some medicine on a lump of sugar and you eat it. Nothing. I said, thank you.
The next day, he came into the office and he said, I think I got a title. I said, what is it? Spoonful of Sugar Helps the Medicine Go Down. I said, that is the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. Of course, I snapped out of it right away. I said, no, it's absolutely fantastic. It's great, it's great. Let's do that.
Spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down, medicine go down.
Cubby Broccoli, the producer of the James Bond movies, loved Mary Poppins. He owned the rights to Ian Fleming's only children's book, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, and wanted the Sherman brothers to write the score. Richard says they wrote the rhythmic title tune about a magic automobile first.
We wanted the song to sound like the way the motor sounded, because that's the trick. The whole thing is that it backfires and it goes bang, bang, and it's chicka, 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 and then chicka, chicka, po, po, chicka, chicka, po, po. And that's how we got the whole thing. And then we put the little chitties in after, oh, chitty, chitty, pretty, chitty, bang, bang. And once we had that one, I think we were rolling.
Oh, you pretty, chitty, bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang.
Though Chitty Chitty Bang Bang never quite reached the same iconic status as Mary Poppins, it was much loved. And it was only a matter of time before both movie musicals, one featuring an airborne car and the other an airborne nanny, landed on stage. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang set down first. Aimed squarely at baby boomers, their kids, and grandkids, it's been a hit since it opened in London 3 years ago. Variety's London critic Matt Wolfe was disappointed with the stage show. He felt more care was taken with the sets than with the plot and characters.
It's an exercise in hydraulics. It's getting the car to fly. And because this is a stage show, it's happening in front of our eyes in real time.
But Richard M. Sherman, who wrote six new songs for the stage production with his brother Robert, thinks the stagecraft is transporting.
I think truly, truly, you have to see it to really believe it, because people are just dumbfounded. Then you fall in love with the car. You truly do.
It's truly scrumptious. Your
Last December, Mary Poppins got its own stage makeover in a joint production between Disney and Cats producer Cameron Mackintosh. It opened to truly scrumptious reviews, though many liberties have been taken with the original film.
I'm practically perfect in every way.
Don't recognize that song? It's by George Stiles and Anthony Drew, who were brought in to write new songs for the stage show. They also wrote new lyrics to some of the old favorites from the movie. Matthew Bourne, who co-directed and co-choreographed the production, says it was tricky transferring a classic film to the stage.
I think you have to tread a tightrope between living up to people's expectations and surprising them constantly, pleasantly surprising them. They might be walking in at the beginning saying, "Oh, I can't wait for the penguins to come on." But if they leave at the end saying that, because we don't have penguins, I'm afraid, then you've failed somewhat. You have to find things to replace the wonderful memories people have.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Richard M. Sherman says the West End production of Mary Poppins works. He and his brother spent a great deal of time with the creative team and like the new songs.
Basically, it's a very, very nice collaboration, and we're very pleased with the outcome.
New York won't likely see the stage version of Mary Poppins until 2007. In the meantime, a special 40th anniversary DVD of the movie, featuring interviews with the Sherman brothers, has recently been released. And Chitty Chitty Bang Bang takes flight on Broadway tonight. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
With some sticks and paper and strings, you can have your own set of wings. With your feet on the ground, you're a bird in flight, with your fist holding tight to the string of your kite.
The Sherman Brothers say more about how some of their favorite music was written on our website, NPR.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
You can dance on the breeze over houses and trees with your fist holding tight to the string of your kite. Oh, let's go fly a kite up.